Well, hello there, folks. We have on Woman to Woman this week Anne-Marie Scully from Cornerstone Church in Tullamore. Anne-Marie will be discussing broken relationships, stress, anxiety, and much more on this week's Woman to Woman. So join me, Jackie, with Anne-Marie for Woman to Woman. Anne-Marie, thank you so much for coming on Woman to Woman today. And Anne-Marie is from Slieve Bloom Cornerstone Church in Tullamore in Offaly. And you're a county champion too for the word for today in UCB Ireland. We just thank you so much. Anne-Marie, today we want to talk about a big word, and a lot of people do talk about it because it's been going around for many years and we all struggle with it at one time or the other in our lives, and some people can handle it and some people can't. And sometimes we just got to stop, and it's all about stress and anxiety. That's what we want to speak about today. And circumstances in life can cause stress and anxiety. And I know you've shared your story with us on Woman to Woman before about a breakup in a marriage relationship, which is a broken down relationship where you've struggled with manipulation and abuse, emotional abuse, and it's touched every part of your core. And in that, you've experienced real rejection and even abandonment and loneliness. And tell us about, how do you deal with the stress, like the onslaught of anxiety and stress that comes from that?
Mm. Well, the chronic stress, I would have suffered stress most likely throughout my entire life, because I grew up in quite a large family. And so you can imagine that there would have been stress in the family. So I was used to having stressful situations. And even during my 20s, when I started going to college, and the stress that brought on me living in outside of the home and starting my own life, and financial stressors. At the time, I didn't call it stress, and I didn't call it anxiety. And I didn't call when I'd have panic attacks. I just thought that was life. And I would suffer low mood throughout majority of my 20s and my 30s, that it accumulated then in after the marriage. I really had chronic stress and anxiety and fear from all of what went on there, and having to sort out what was in my mind. What happened to me was, I went to the doctor and I asked him to help me, and because I was really suffering. I had lost a lot of weight. I had just been crying all the time, being upset, very shut down in myself, not being able to feel properly.
Yeah.
Not being able to connect with the people around me that I loved. And he was so kind to me, and he said, okay, well, you can take some tablets for a little bit of the time and allow that to be a band-aid for to help you through the worst part of it. Now, at the time, I had asked him for something very light, because for me, I'm not into taking tablets because I know it can actually have an effect on your mind, and I was fearful of them getting addicted to them or using them too much of a crutch. And for me, then I asked to go to have talk therapy. So I went to talk therapy for the first 6 weeks, and that got me through a lot of my other stuff that I worked through on my own. I used writing, I used being out in nature and walking in the woods.
Whatever it takes.
And whatever it takes.
You did whatever it takes to do to get you through. And, you know, that's okay. You know, that is okay to be able to just do, because we're all different. And God knows how he's made us, and he made us all individual. And we were only talking about that in church this week, about how we relate to God in different ways. And he knows that, and he's well able to handle that. And going to the doctor and getting the medication, we're not pushing medication, but if that's what he felt you needed, you got to listen to your doctor. And that's okay not to feel guilty as a Christian. Do you think you felt any guilt and shame around that breakdown of the marriage?
I had immense guilt. I blamed myself. It was all my fault. I could look back on other relationships and say the only common denominator that was ever in any of the brokenness was myself. In a way, that was me taking responsibility for things that had happened. But I also had to separate out that not everything was my responsibility, and that took time. That was sifting through what was my responsibility, taking responsibility for that, and then what was the other person's responsibility, and allowing myself to forgive the other person for saying or doing or behaving in whatever way they behaved that caused anxiety within me, and being able to let that go then.
That must be the hardest part, of just letting it go. When you're in that extreme anxiety, extreme stress, where your relationship is broken down, and now your body starts to break down, and the physical body can be an outward expression of the inward, the inner body of what's actually happening emotionally and spiritually. When that all breaks down, it really does affect the physical. How long did it take you to get well again, physically?
I spent possibly 5 to 6 years getting back to a place where I could be free. I could feel free in myself and be at peace. My body, however, did suffer a little bit, in the sense that I had a lot of pain, and like I had hypertension. That took a couple of years to get over that part. And then I had back pain and pain in my hips. That took time to get through and work through, and that comes with physical exercise and physiotherapy.
The stress caused all of that pain everywhere in your body. Wow. Mm-hmm. And you wonder, you know, when people are sick and you think, is it stress, when they can't find, when the doctors have tried to find out what's wrong and they kind of brush it off and say, well, there's nothing physically wrong with you. You know, I have a friend that's been in and out of hospital and an neighbor, and they keep sending him home and saying there's nothing wrong. It's gone on nearly 14, 15 months. And they cannot find out what's wrong with him. And, you know, his family feel it's stress. It's, you know, post-traumatic stress syndrome. And now, just talking it through, he's starting to come around, and with a little bit of medication and help, it's starting to work. And it's had to take him that long because the medical people just don't know when it's a physical thing. They can't find anything wrong in A&E and in hospital. And then you take some medication, you do some talk therapy. You know, and like you, Anne-Marie, you found a good church and that changed everything. Mm. That helped. That really supported you.
It really did support me. And I got prayer as well, which really helped me. I really do believe that seeking help from those around you that are prayerful people has really brought me breakthrough.
Yes.
It has definitely brought me breakthrough. And
God hears.
And I also sought like help in healing ministries and people who are willing to sit there and talk with you and listen to what you have to say, and who are able to sense the Holy Spirit and know where the Holy Spirit is guiding you, and help you be led at where the Lord would like you to go to be healed. I did find cognitive behavioral therapy helpful for me at the beginning, especially with regards to anxiety and the stress part of it, and that really, really helped to set my mind free and go in a different direction, because in the Word of God it says be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Yes.
And that was something that really helped me at the start, and then I was able to bring scripture in to help me break free.
Yes. And do you feel sometimes that Christians feel guilty getting some talk therapy and cognitive behavior therapy and counseling, psychotherapy? Do you think they feel guilty that, oh, I'll just pray it through and I'll just get through with prayer and it'll be okay? What do you think of that?
Some people might, if they've been in the church for many, many years, and if that's the way they've dealt with it all their lives, is that they'll muddle on through and they'll keep on going, and they'll seek help from this ministry and that ministry, and then not see that there may be other alternatives. There may be a need to actually go and have that band-aid, as in a medication to help them, or they may need to actually look at their own diet and the way they're living. I don't know about the guilt that they might be carrying, but I think it's more of a habit or the way they've gone about things.
Anne-Marie, thank you so much for sharing that on Woman Today.
Thank you, Jackie.
Well, that's all we have time for today on Woman to Woman. And if you've missed any of today's show, you can listen back again on our website by going to www.ucbireland.ie/podcasts and clicking on the link for our teaching programmes. If you've any questions or comments about today's show, email me, jackie@ucbradio.ie. That email again is jackie@ucbradio.ie. Thanks for listening. Until next time, take care and God bless.